My name is Kyla, and I'm calling from Zendik Arts, and we're 20 artists who live and work together in West Virginia. And we have an organic farm and a dance company and want to take over the world.
Zendik Farm, a commune in West Virginia, is home to Kayla and others who have taken fanciful names and changed their way of life. They have given up most of their personal property to pursue their love of arts and collectively run the farm.
This is a kitchen, the main kitchen, and it was a garage, and we redid it. About 24, 25 can eat at these tables.
Errol, 68, became the leader of the farm after her partner, Wolf, the founder of the farm, died. They started the farm at the height of the hippie culture in 1969.
And we wanted to survive without government help, without getting regular jobs. We wanted to see.
Since then, Zendik Farm has moved from California to Texas, Florida, and North Carolina. Today, it occupies 80 hectares in Marlington, West Virginia. Rev has his studio on the farm and has lived there for 8 years, interpreting isolation and loneliness with his artwork.
I would be pleased if there was another place that was as excited about helping people grow as artists as Zendik Farm is, but I don't know where it is.
We have kept with the idea of creative survival through art and through the art reflecting what we believe in.
Shio is from Florida. She chose to live on the farm over a full scholarship for college.
I enjoy that, all those things very much. Studying, those things are fun to me. But I can learn all of that here. I can learn anything that I want to know from the people that live here, from books and the internet. But as far as going to school, that was torture.
Aram, son of an economic professor, grew up in the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Where I was very unhappy. The people I was hanging out with were going in the wrong direction, and my life was headed that way too.
Fawn is the daughter of Errol and Wolf. Even though Fawn had the opportunity to compete for a scholarship with the New York City Ballet, she stayed on the farm where she feels she belongs, dancing, taking care of the horses, cows, and goats, a life that can be hard at times.
We live a pretty vigorous life. Our survival is physically. We work very hard, very long hours.
The commune members pay the bills by selling merchandise adorned with a catchy slogan calling on people to take personal responsibility to bring about change.
It just means that we need to stop complaining, stop saying the same thing over and over again, and we have to start to take action.
Between selling merchandise and doing chores, life on the Zendik farm can be hard. But as one member says, life is hard. It is whether you enjoy it or not that makes the difference. For producer Yi Suli, Jim Bertel, VOA News.